Hello, and welcome to the only podcast of its kind on the internet for the Quantum Grammar Shoot. I'm your host, Colin Jason, Matthew, Colin Glass. And in this podcast, I'll talk about a wide variety of topics, which is just me sharing my opinion, mostly through the lens of the wonderful technology known as Correct Sentence Structure Communication Parse Syntax Grammar, i.e. Quantum Grammar. Thanks for joining me. Hope you enjoy it. Most people who decide to learn correct sentence structure, communication, parse, syntax, grammar, have a reason to do so. Either they have something currently going on in their lives that they've pretty much perhaps exhausted all other possibilities on, and now they're reaching out for, you know, in sort of a desperate fashion for a tool or for a magic bullet, silver bullet, or some sort of remedy to the situation that they're currently involved in. Because they cannot find remedy in the legal system, the fiction system, and common law or whatever else that they decide to employ and spend money on doesn't work out for them. So then they come across this quantum grammar, and grasp onto it like a drowning individual on a life raft that's in the water, and a life raft comes by and they grab onto it. Or perhaps they have a case coming up, or perhaps they've been through battles in those foreign vessels in dry dock, and they've been beat up, and they're looking for a way, a reliable and potent tool to help them safely navigate those waters so that the minimal amount of harm is done, the trespass is stopped, and they can just be left alone by the fiction system. Long story short, they have a reason to learn it. Whatever that reason is, it motivates them and galvanizes them to get off their asses and go learn this grammar and do what it takes, invest what it takes to learn it. That's most people. Once in a while, though, there will be those individuals who don't really have a reason to learn it other than they're interested in it. They're very curious about it. And although this is not the majority, this is the vast minority, I do get a few people like this. I have one individual who a couple years ago started off as a very good student. The thing is that they didn't have a direction with which to go with this. They had a vague sort of goal in mind, in that they wanted to learn it to be able to help other people. But when it came down to brass tacks, when the bullet hits the bone or the rubber hits the road, they could never pull the trigger on using it or trying it or dipping their toe in the water. They just couldn't do it. They wouldn't do it. Not that they couldn't, they wouldn't do it for whatever reason. There would always be some sort of issue with closure, where, in my opinion as a tutor, they began overthinking something. And when I say overthinking, I am not knocking doing research and getting closure on every little detail that you need to have closure for what it is you're doing. But this individual would literally create imaginary situations and keep creating them, which would then create doubts in their mind. They would do what they call play devil's advocate, which I understand can be useful in some teaching scenarios, but I don't normally do that. I don't create fantastical situations out of nothing. When I do that for my students, I do it with a practical goal in mind. I have I use scenarios that have happened, that I've seen happen, that I've witnessed, or that other people have told me about that are very common situations. What this individual was doing was creating fantastical situations that would probably never happen. There's probably like 0.0001% chance of it happening. But yet, there they were presenting, well, what if this happens? It's like, well, this is not going to happen. Trust me, I'm pretty sure it's not going to happen. Well, how do you know it's not going to happen? Well, I don't know for sure it's not going to happen, but I'm pretty sure it's not going to, you know, this type of thing. And it would create a doubt in their mind, and that would stall their progress. And then they would take time off, and then they would contact me again, and then we'd start a do a class or something. And then they would drop off again for the same reason. And, you know, the way you conduct your life and the way your mind is a direct reflection of your conditioned state of your life. Rule one, rule equal. So there are individuals like that. For some reason, they self-sabotage their own success. Rather than just being open and taking the guidance offered that they originally requested from me, they then begin to push back against that when I begin to take them into the depths of the waters that make them feel maybe perhaps uncomfortable. I don't know. This is speculation on my part as a tutor from my own experience. And then I had an individual who was very good at the grammar. They learned it very fast in a few workshops. And after they had gotten, you know, pretty rudimentary closure on it, like 85%, because let me tell you here and now, that it's my experience that the student will get to 85 to 90% closure on the grammar. And then after that, it's up to them to close it out themselves. I can't take them that extra 10%, the final 10%. It's like the guide that takes you to the almost to the pinnacle, to the peak of the mountain. And then they say, see the top up there? You got to walk that alone. I'll meet you up there, but you got to do this last bit by yourself to see if this is what you really want. Only you can do it. It's kind of the same thing. Can't hold your hand the whole way. You got to do some of it yourself, the very last bit yourself. And if you do that, then it's a value banked in your willpower account that cannot be withdrawn. It's always there. It's always accruing interest, and it will always be there to use. If that makes sense. So this individual, I told them, you know, you don't need any more workshops. You pretty much got it. You know, you know the basics. You can syntax. You can give closure on your syntax. You know the whys. You know the hows. You know how to create a correct sentence structure. You have the tools of the parse. You know how to create a document contract postal vessel court venue. I've gone through 12B7 through 12B1 with you. You're good to go. And then I said, you know, you can continue to do these workshops if you want to, but it's not necessary. You have all the tools you need to navigate the sea of space yourself with this technology. And then they would ask, well, what should I do next then? But you see, that's not the type of teacher that I am. I'm not going to tell you what you should or shouldn't do. I'm not here to direct your life. I'm not here to tell you what to do next. That's up to you. You learned it. Now it's up to you to take it and use it however you want to use it, if you have a reason to use it. And this is what I mean. They had no reason to use it. They had really no reason to learn it other than they were interested in it. And now they're looking for me to tell them how to use it. Now another teacher might keep them on the line, so to speak, and keep collecting donations. And be like, yeah, I can show you all this stuff and bilk it out, farm it out. For a few more months. But that's not the type of teacher I am. My goal is to teach the student enough knowledge and enough skill to the point where I'm satisfied that they are cognizant of the technology. They have such a cognition of it that they can use it in any scenario. They can explain it. They have all the tools. Okay, go. You can go. You're done. Push you out to sea, now the rest is on you. I'm not here to create a codependency or I'm not here to create a dependency, let's put it that way, in the fiction sense. I'm not here to keep stragglers or to be a babysitter or a spoon feeder. I'm not a leader. I'm not here to tell you what to do, what you should do or shouldn't do. There's plenty of other people out there in this, whatever you, the hell you want to call it, in this domain that are more than happy to take your money and tell you what to do. You can go seek those people out if that's what you need. I'm here for the autonomous people, for the people who want autonomy and are more than capable of directing the direction of their own vessel constructs and creating their own documents and doing whatever they need to do using correct sentence structure to stop the trespass along the way. Now to move on to another type of person that contacts me, another minority. Actually, it used to be the majority of people were like this that contacted me, but now it's the minority. And that's the person that is in the middle of a case. They're embroiled in legalities, attorney's fees, stressed out to the max, stress, anxiety, fear, anger, resentment, bitterness, having to do with divorce or child custody, usually those things, or foreclosures and things like that. It's hard enough to learn this technology when you got nothing going on and you got a little extra now space, a little extra time, and you can sit down for a few hours every day and study. It's hard enough to learn it under those benign, beneficial conditions. But to have to learn it under stress, under the gun, I've found after 5 years of doing this that that is not the most beneficial learning scenario, and that most people, 9.999 people out of 10 people, will not be able to learn it under those circumstances. Just because the stress is so great, and what usually ends up happening, I'm just going to be blunt here, what usually ends up happening is they will contact me and say, blah, 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 I got this case, blah, 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 can you help me, can you syntax these documents, can you do blah, 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 blah. And I write them back with my standard email, Kuliana. I'm a grammar tutor. I teach grammar. That's it. I don't offer any other services. I don't give legal advice. I don't get lawful advice. I teach the grammar that if you decide to learn it, can help you stop the trespass of the fiction onto your construct and to create a position of fact for yourself, so on and so forth. I don't say all that in the email, but this is the general gist of it. If you want a 10 to 15 minute consultation, be more than happy to schedule it, and we'll discuss whether or not this is something you want to do. So then they'll say, yeah, please schedule the consultation. So then I schedule the consultation, and then either they're late or they don't show up, and then I have to schedule again, and then they'll show up the second or third time. I give three times, and three strikes, and you're out. And then when they do show up, they're all in a mess, like they're in a, how do you want to say it? In a condition of state of what we would call a tizzy, a very chaotic condition of state, with papers flying all around and, hi, you know, and then I go into my spiel and then they say, well, I say the purpose and function of this workshop is, of this consultation is that you are interested in the 60 minute grammar workshops I provide. Is that correct? And they say, well, yeah, you see, I got this. And then I have to interrupt them and say, hold on. This is what I offered you, a 10 to 15 minute consultation because you're interested in the workshops. That's not the reason we're here. And they'll say, no, I'm sorry. And then I continue on with the workshop spiel. And then they will invariably at some point jump back in and try and shove their case down my throat. This is going on and I got this and this judge said this and how do I write my name? Is this how you write your name? And blah, blah, blah. I mean, just pushing and pushing and trying to get things from me that I never offered in the first place. And I don't want to be mean to anybody. I know These people are stressed the hell out. I know they're scared. And they're looking desperately to someone for help. But the thing is that is not what I offered them. And it is not what I offer anyone. I offer anyone who wants to learn the grammar to learn the grammar. These people are in such a condition of state that they don't want to learn the grammar. They just want me to take over everything and do it for them. Which I tried very gently to explain to them. I said, yeah, I could take $5,000 and syntax your documents and give them back to you. And it would be correct syntax. It would be correct syntax values, rather. I could do all that. But what is it going to mean to you? How are you going to be able to explain that to someone else? The only way that that would work is if I would be there with you every step of the way when you go from point A to point B to point C to point D. I would have to take basically, quote unquote, power of attorney over you and your case, your documents, and think about it. How are you going to be able to compensate me for doing that? How? Do you think I'm just going to walk up and do it out of the goodness of my heart? How is that going to work? Because sure, I'd love to help everyone that I can. But then guess what? My family starves. My rent doesn't get paid. I get evicted. Then now what? Now I'm creating problems for myself because you think that I should help you. Void of the rule one, rule equal. You see what I'm saying? This is why I don't do any of that. I offer the grammar, which is the foundation of everything. But people appear to not possess the capacity to cognize those words that I only teach the grammar, which is the foundation of everything you're going to do with this. Because guess what? If you were to actually learn the grammar, you wouldn't need me. You wouldn't have to rely on anyone except your own self. You could do all that yourself. You could, if you chose to learn the grammar. It is the foundation of everything that you're going to do henceforth if you choose to participate and use this technology. So that's the other minority of the type of people that I get, people that are embroiled in cases. Now, it used to be that that was the majority, like people all the time. And then some people even say, hey, you know, I'll pay you whatever to do this. And trust me, I mean, it's tempting to do things like that. But I know logically and with the balance of the honor and the grace that were I to accept something like that, I'm pretty sure that it wouldn't work out the way that they think it would. And that's the same thing as in the fiction system. When you hire an attorney and you throw money into that black pit that is the fiction system by paying your attorney to represent you in court, if you lose, do you get angry at the attorney and sue the attorney? I lost. We should have won, you know. Do you get angry? No. You don't. You don't think anything of it, right? But if I were to do something like that and take quote-unquote authority over your case and navigate you through those waters, and if by chance it failed, you most certainly would blame me. And you most certainly would come after me and slander me and libel me. And actually, you would probably go to the fiction legal system to try to recoup whatever value it is that you invested in me to get me to help you, to convince me to help you. I know this. I've seen it happen. So for the safeguard of all vessels, the solution is learn the damn stuff for yourself. Period. I'm here to teach you. I will teach you. If you calm down, back up, accept my terms and conditions, and comply with the maintenance of the rule one, rule equal, balance of the honor and the grace, and the position of peace and neutrality. You agree to those terms and conditions? I can teach you. No problem. But learn it for your own damn self. Period. End of story. Bringing this up to the now space, at this point in quote-unquote time, the most common type of person that contacts me now is what we'll call the newbie. They're usually younger, maybe in their 20s, maybe in their 30s, but they're definitely a child of the information age, of the internet age. Their attention spans are very, very, very short. And what they will do is they might catch a live stream of mine, or they might see 1 minute of one of my videos, and they'll see my email address, and they'll contact me. And they will ask questions from a theoretical perspective concerning quantum grammar, meaning that they have not even taken a breath and taken the time to watch even a quarter of the over 300 videos that are on my channel. They just watched 1 minute of one video, saw the email address, contacted me, and they tell me their entire life story in like five paragraphs in an email, which I'm very grateful that you feel that you can trust me with your own personal life stories. But unfortunately, I don't necessarily have the now space to read all of these emails with life stories in them. So if you're listening to this and you're a newbie, please, if you have any grammar questions, be specific, ask the question. If you're interested in learning the grammar, say so. But as far as sharing your life story, if you do that, I'm probably just not really going to retain much of what you wrote. I'm going to be searching through the email for the meat of the matter, and that is for questions or requests for consultations. Just so you know that. And then these people will not even autograph their emails. They won't even put their name at the bottom and take authority over what they write, which tells me they definitely haven't watched too many of my videos, if any at all. Just 1 minute of one video, probably. And it's that mentality of the internet age child that does create a very unique challenge in a tutor. Because now they are coming to me in a sense that they want me to convince them that why they need to learn quantum grammar. What good is it? And I just stop that cold. I just say, look, I'm not selling anything. I'm not here to convince you of anything. I'm for people who are already convinced and they're open to learn. They're open vessels. They're open empty cups. And they're coming to me to learn the grammar. That's who I'm here for. If you need to be convinced of this, you're in the wrong place. You know, you need to go somewhere else where they make a living at selling convictions. Wow, that was quite the double entendre and innuendo there. But anyways, there are plenty of other places to go that are all spun up in the fiction bullshit, and they're couched in quote-unquote quantum grammar when really it's not. It's just some fiction, some extension of the fiction masquerading as quantum grammar. You can go over there and have fun with that stuff. That's not what I'm about. I'm about the serious students, the ones that are here to learn the grammar, the ones that can sit back, take deep breaths, take the now space to learn this in a calm, peaceful, and neutral manner, to be open to learn what it is I have to teach. Because if you're not open to it, you're not going to learn it. I mean, that sounds kind of goofy, but it is 100% true and correct. Because again, another type of individual I will get is the argumentative individual. The individual who will approach me at first with the appearance of humility. Yes, yes, I want to learn, Jason. Thank you, thank you. And then we begin to do workshops. And then, as a trust count is built and perhaps we start communicating a little bit more on a more personal level, they will begin to, I'll begin to see them critiquing certain little things. And I will say, and I can say this because of my experience, years of experience of doing this, that this usually comes from those individuals who are wrapped up in the fictitious domain known as common law or common lore. They will measure everything that I say with correct sentence structure and parse against common law and what they've learned there. And the thing is those two things, while you can use correct sentence structure and translate ideas from common law into correct sentence structure, the reverse is not true. Because correct sentence structure is a technology. And in order for the technology to work the way it's laid out with the rules of the grammar and everything, you must, number one, have the grammar knowledge, number two, have the flag knowledge, and number three, have the postal mechanic knowledge. If any of those three things are missing, then it's not going to work as a whole. It's not going to turn out the way you think it will. And I'll get people who will begin to try to play word games with me as far as parseing things go. Like, we'll be talking and sharing information. I'm in tutor mode most of the time. And then all of a sudden they'll say, well, what do you mean by this? You use this word. Now all of a sudden we went from both of us being open and wanting to be understood to them suddenly not wanting to understand me for some reason. They want to misunderstand me. If that makes sense. I'm serious. These things really do happen. And then I have to put the brakes on it and usually break bulk with them because now I see what their true volition is. They're not here to learn the grammar. They're here to play games. Or they're here to create a challenge perhaps for themselves because maybe they're bored. I don't know. But I don't play word games, so therefore I just jettison them and say, well, you know, thank you, goodbye. Period, end of story, move on to the next, because I'm only here for the people that are open to learn and are peaceful, neutral, and honorable and graceful, and not here to play games. Yes, it's cool to develop friendships, and I've been blessed to have developed a lot of cool friendships over the years. But that is not first and foremost in my mind. My goal, first and foremost, is to teach the grammar to those with the correct volition who want to learn it and are open to learn it. On a side note, I've actually had people come in like, how would you say it? Like, you'll hear other people talk about this, how they complain about, oh, they had an agent infiltrate their construct and they were so stupid that they couldn't see this because they're such a nice guy, you know, that they help everybody and then they let someone in and then this person infiltrated their organization, tried to take over, tried to poison and manipulate their other students and all kind of ridiculous BS. And it is all BS. I can call BS on it. Because I have a very simple vetting system. And very, very rarely does anyone with a malicious volition get very far. What I have found in the case, specific case that I'm talking about, of the guy that's always complaining about infiltrators and interlopers and narcissists and psychopaths and whatever, is not that they're a nice guy. I don't know if they are or they aren't, but it's not. That's not the reason why. I think, in my opinion, the reason why is, number one, they don't really have a vetting process other than, if you pay me this money, you can come in. They don't personally vet everyone. They just want the money. And their bank account shows that. And their number of subscribers shows that. Their number of students. And the way they do their classes and stuff now shows that. They're just about the money. And then if someone comes in and begins criticizing them and what they do, now all of a sudden, instead of being friends, instead of being able to take criticism or facing the criticism, they now suddenly turn the tables and slander that individual and say, well, they're an agent. Of course, they're here to take me down from the fiction system. They're a psychopath. They're here to ruin me. But we've prosecuted them and we're going to put them in a quantum grammar jail or some other such bullshit. Anyways, that's your humor segment of the podcast there. And those of you who are familiar with this domain, you will know exactly who I'm talking about. I'm not going to name names. So, the way I do things, that has never happened. There is no infiltration. The 10 to 15 minute video consultation is very simple, very direct, and very potent. I can tell right away who you are once I see you and talk to you and question you. Right away, I can read you what your volition is, what your intention is toward me and towards these things. I've only had one instance, actually two instances in 5 years, where the individual, where I wasn't sure about their volition, actually the one I was unsure about it, but it soon became clear and I resolved it very quickly. And the other one, I knew right away that they were not there to learn the grammar. I mean, well, they were there to get some information from me, but they weren't there to reciprocate. They weren't there because they were friendly. They were there because, number one, they were sent there by their friends to question me and to vet me, to see what I was about, see if I knew what I was talking about. And they admitted that, holy cow, you're definitely different than the people I hang around with because you explain what you say. You give closure. They don't. But number two, they were loyal to their friends, and so they were there pretty much to get information from me to bring back to them, their friends. They weren't there to learn, as far as learning grammar from me. They were there to learn about me, what I was about. And everything that they said about the organization that they were affiliated with, meaning, when I asked them, are you aware that your friends, the people you hang around with, have done this, this, and this? And I was talking in a confidential sense, and it's still confidential because I'm not giving out names or particulars, but I have an email track record. I keep every email that anyone's ever written me or I've ever written anybody else is on file. And I have emails from this individual's friends proving everything and backing up everything I said, and I did so with him. I said, are you aware your friends do this, this, and this? And your leader is, you know, has done this, this, and this, or hasn't done this, this, and this, and that the grammar, blah, 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 this is not correct, and blah, 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 and I explained why. And he said, yeah, I'm aware of all that. And then his end takeaway was, but can't we all get along? Can't we all get along? And I just want to help people, and I just don't understand why my friends can't get along with you. And so my takeaway from that was, if you don't understand that, then I can't help you. Because I am never, ever, ever going to come into another group of... I'm never going to join a group of people and be subordinate to someone. Ever. It's not going to happen. It's rule one, rule equal, or it's no contract. It's rule one, rule equal, or it's not correct. Period, end of story. I need a continuance of the evidence from your claims to certify to me that you know what it is you're talking about, and you don't. So if you do not possess the capability to maintain a position on a geometric level playing field of communication contract with me, then we're not going to contract at this level. And that was that. And again, if you're familiar with the different political factions in this domain, the quantum grammar domain, you'll probably be able to guess who I'm talking about in a general sense that, you know, there were once different colored thumb clubs and communities and whatever else. So, all right. That draws this podcast to a close. Hope you enjoyed it. If you are interested in fast-tracking your correct sentence structure knowledge, you can contact me at jasonmatthewg17@gmail.com, and I will set up a 10 to 15 minute video consultation where we'll find out if you really want to learn this and if you're ready for the 60 minute workshops. If not, you can check out my YouTube channel, www.youtube.com/JasonMatthewGlass, where there are over 300 correct sentence structure videos on there, free to the public, for you to study. Also, check out my Coral Blade Grotto YouTube channel, which is non-quantum grammar. It's a non-quantum grammar channel, but it is related in a lot of ways to quantum grammar. Thanks for listening.